before, when we're valuing goodwill, we have to take into account what the new book value of the company's assets will be. Thus, in order to record goodwill, we're going to have four steps that we're going to need to follow. We're going to start with the price we're paying for the firm. That's going to be the market value of the firm. After that, we'll subtract the net asset values of all assets in that firm. That means we're not going to use the book value as it was recorded on the other company's books. We're going to establish a new book value for every asset we acquire, and that new book value will be the net asset value. After that, we're going to add back in all liabilities. Whatever is left at that point is going to be goodwill. You can take a look at the situation below to see how exactly we would do this in a case of a small acquisition. In this example, Coffee Corp is buying a rival coffee shop for $100,000. It says the shop had book values of assets and liabilities at $80,000 and $40,000 respectively. However, we estimate the net asset value to be $10,000 higher. That means that while the company's books said the assets were worth $80,000, we say that actually, on the market, these are worth $90,000. To figure out what goodwill is, we're going to start with the purchase price, and then we subtract the net asset value, not the book value, of assets. After that, we add back in liabilities, because these are things that we will owe eventually, and these are going to decrease the value of the acquisition. After that, we see that we have paid an extra $50,000 for this company. This $50,000 is what we'll record as goodwill.